one verse, one scripture. Sometimes he gives us many scriptures. But whatever God gives us, it doesn't matter. We have to build on it. But God must be in everything that we do and say. Amen? Amen. Coming from verse 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The title was read, Trust in the Road Builder. Christmas came and gone. Some of us receive many gifts. Some receive few. Some receive none at all. But was Christmas about the gift that you get? Or was Christmas about the birth of Jesus? The best gift that we could ever get to take away the sins of the world. Your sin, my sin, and Lord, it's many. Well, my church family, we have entered into a new year. And for some of us, it's exciting. For some of us, it's sad. Because they have lost a loved one or have a broken relationship. But let us pray for each other. Let us pray for health and strength. Let us pray that God will fill us with his Holy Spirit. Let us pray that this year will be a good year for our Lord's work in this church and this community. Amen? I read the scripture, and I would like for us to write it out and place it someplace in your home that you can say it every day or even memorize it and say it. We stand today at the gates of a new year and looking to see where the road will take us. It's true, we cannot see far. And if we do not have God's wisdom, we will not see what's in front of us. And we most definitely will not understand what he has in store for us. There are some complex and confusing turns in the road that will test our knowledge and commitment. There are going to be hills to climb, rivers to cross, valley to trod, and lots of bumps in the road that we will have to step over. Do we have any assurance that we can safely and successfully make it? I don't know about you, but I know I can make it. I know that a man was born and gave his life for me, so that with assurance, I can climb that hill. I can cross that river. I can trod that valley. I can overcome any bumps in the road. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my all in all. And he can be the same for all of you. And you, trust in God's guidance. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct our path. My first point today is, God direct our path. In every decision, every action, every development of our lives, God directs our path. Proverbs 20:24 says, a man's steps are directed by the Lord. How can anyone understand his own way? He directs each and every one of us. He directs Martin Luther King's path. He saw that the road was going to be too rough for him. So I believe he decided it's time for him to come home. Come on home, my child. You have accomplished what I send you to do. These people are rough and tough. They're stubborn. They're hard-headed. But it's all right. You'll never, ever reach everyone. But you made a difference. And that's what's important. You put them on the right path. It's up to them to do what they hear. He directs Moses' path. Abraham, Joshua, when the soldiers would not go to war, he sent a woman named Deborah to go and fight with them. Saul, who persecuted the people, God turned his life around and gave him a new name, Paul, and put him on the right path. God always put us on the right path, and it's up to us what direction we travel. God is our road builder, and he maintains and directs the path. But we must follow the direction. The word direction assures that we will travel to a desired destination as the road is built, maintained, and directed. God built the road straight and keep it in working condition. That is what is meant by the promise that says, he shall direct our path. He will guide us. We can only get where we ought to be if we allow God to prepare the way. And not only prepare it, maintain it, direct us in the right direction. He's always active in all our lives. He said we should never forget his teaching and we should keep his commandments in our heart. Ooh, we should maintain it, build on it. We may not see the people who build the road, who maintain it during every mile we travel, but be assured we cannot move an inch without their help. That is the same with God. We cannot move an inch without him. Oh, some of us think we can, but be assured we cannot. If we do, we will stumble and fall. Life that is built on supernatural foundation is doomed in spite of appearance. We may look good, talk good, but let someone or something that we think is beneath us say something to us. We might end up doing it. Or if we ask them to do something, they might end up doing it with an ugly look. Or we half do it. If that's the case, you are doomed. We are not allowing God to direct our path. We are doing it ourselves. Brothers and sisters, we must face the facts that there's only one builder, and his name is Emmanuel, Jesus, Savior, Lord of Lords, the one who suffered a hideous debt for us. In fact, he became personally involved with us in every step of our journey. If we would only open our hearts and clear our mind and let him come in, allow him to take control, to be our guide, our road builder. Ooh, Lord, help us this day. Let him be our director. We must open our hearts and let him come in and stay in. Let him in this morning. Whatever is stopping us from it, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Stop holding back. Oh, he saw so much want. He so much wants to work in us today. I know he's working on Don, me. He's preparing Don to be what he wants him to be. A godly servant, I pray. And I'm sure he's also going to work on some of us or some of you today. But you need just to trust him. Acknowledge the road builder. For he's never wrong. Nor he will never lead you astray. Second point, acknowledge the builder. The scripture says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. That is, in all the steps of our journey. See that we acknowledge God as our builder. He said, let love and faithfulness never leave us. He said, we should bind them around our neck, write them on the tablet of our heart so we can find favor and a good name in his sight. You don't worry about man's sight. Worry about God's sight. Oh, sometimes we think, oh, we got to listen to this one and that one. No, you don't. You listen to God. Unless God send that person, then you listen to them. So we can find favor, like I said, and a good name. Not favor from anybody else, but from God. I read a story. It says, we have likely had the experience of meeting a preoccupied family member who we tapped on the shoulder and they did not respond. Or we called out to them and they hear, but they did not respond. If this can happen in our relationship with family members or friends, it surely can happen in God's relationship with us. By us being preoccupied, we may miss his guidance, his love, his protection, the relationship he wants to have with us. Brothers and sisters, if we want to have God's guidance, we must pay attention to his touch, his sweet, soft voice. We must listen to him, and we must do with a sensitivity of faith that is alive within us. Not just when we come to church, not just when we pray, not just in devotion, Bible study, Sunday school, but all the times we are to acknowledge him in all our ways, in days, nights, work, play, worship, relationship, in any problem, in time of bereavement, especially when there's no one around and we get lonely. We don't have to be lonely. People talking about, oh, I'm lonely, I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No! Where is your God? Get down on your knees. Pray. Talk to him. Have a sweet talk with him. Tell him all about your troubles. And he will answer. Oh, may not be when you want to, but it will surely be on time. Yes, if we acknowledge him, he will surely place us in the right place, the right road. He will point us in the right direction. Yes, brothers and sisters, we must trust him in all we do. My third point is, trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and he will guide us in the right direction. Oh, he promised never to leave us or forsake us. He promised never to go away from us. He said if we trust him, we will supply all our needs. But we can't just trust him in an hour of need or when we call upon him, when we need something, when the children are going astray, when friends and spouse won't act right. No, no, no. He said, trust him at all times. Acknowledge him at all times, whether there's good times or bad times. Trust him. There's no one else to trust. Trust him when the road is getting narrow and narrower, and we are not sure where the path leads. Trust him. Trust him, my brothers and sisters. Trust and love a loving God. Trust him in every inch of your life. We must desire to please him totally in all experience of our life. There were two Christians, professing Christians, both who affirmed their faith in Jesus. One is stable and cope with changes so smoothly that to the casual observer, it seems easy. To the other Christian, it seems insecure. And threatened difficulty creates a panic for him. If the currents of trouble are navigated at all, it is by the barest margin. What's the difference? Well, the one with unwavering faith has sought and found God's guidance. The other person is unstable because he does not acknowledge God in all his ways. Don't depend on yourself. These first two conditions may be labeled positive condition. Lean not on thine own understanding. The Revised Standard Version says, do not rely on your own insight. The Living Bible says, don't trust yourself. These conditions suggest the absolute inadequacy, life without God's guidance. We absolutely cannot make it without our road builder, our maintainer, our director, the one who is our guide. No, 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 you can't. We can't make it without our dear Savior. Or we may try, and it may look good for a while, but eventually we will fail. We must trust his trusting hands to guide us in every step of our lives. Some people say or pay an unnecessarily highly priced to learn that self-management leads to endless defeat. Let's take a glance back to Genesis 16. Abraham and Sarah, who had been faithful, decided not to trust God. So what they did, they leaned on their own understanding. God promised to Abraham and Sarah a child. But after years of waiting, Sarah got impatient and decided to take matters into her own hand, thinking she was helping God out of his dilemma of not providing her with a child. Using the custom of the time, Sarah gave her servant Hagar to Abraham. From that union, Ishmael was born. Then God decided, okay, it's time for me to show up. He did and gave Sarah and Abraham a son named Isaac. Eventually, hostility and jealousy between the two women and the boys came to such a crisis that Hagar and Ishmael was sent away. This personal hostility escalated into national hatred and religious persecution between Arabs and Jews, Muslim and Christian. We only defeat ourselves and God's purpose when we lean on our own understanding. We must trust God. Trust him. We must acknowledge him in all thy ways. We must talk with him. Say, hello, God. I am here. I need you. Dolly Parton sung this song that says, don't expect me to sing it though, because I won't. It goes like this. I question your existence. My resistance leave me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Hello, God. This whole world has gone to pieces. Can we fix it? Is there time? Hatred and violence just increase. Are we so selfish, cruel, and blind? We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love me more than others? Do you love others more than me? We are lost and confused. Hello, God. Can you hear me? Can you hear us? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we still unspeak in terms, can you help us before we fall? Oh, the free will you gave us. We have made a mockery of it. This is no way to be living. We are in great need of your love. This is no way, no way to be living, Lord. Hello, God. Can you grant us your love to start again? Hello, God. Is there still a chance we can make amends? Hello, God. We learn our lesson. Oh God, don't let us go. We need you more now than ever. Hello, God, we really need you. We cannot make it without you. Hello, God, we beseech you in the name of all that is true. Hello, God, please forgive us. We know not what we do. Hello, God. Give us one more chance to prove ourselves to you. Hello, God. Hello, God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, call on him. He wants to hear from us. God wants us to trust him as the road builder. He wants to put us on the right path and to guide us so we do not fall off the cliff. He knows our needs before you even ask. He knows our failures. But like Dolly said, We need him now more than ever. He has a unique plan for each of us, and he wants for us to pay attention, follow his direction he has for us. If Sarah had followed, had just been patient and waited on God, she would not have to go through what she went through. We must trust him with every bones in our body and to reflect on our ability to guide ourselves, to reject our ability to guide ourselves. He can and he will guide each and every one of you. This is a new year. I know you make all kind of resolution, but the one most important resolution you need to make is, God, help me to be a better person. Amen. Let us pray.